Lee, firstly, I'm sure you've thought about nothing else all weekend, but this home form is driving everybody nuts. Nobody more than you, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to deal in reality. People see the end result and they get frustrated by it, and I've got no complaints with that, but ultimately I've got to look at the big picture, re-watch the game Saturday night and then Sunday morning again, make sure there's nothing being missed, and we didn't deserve to lose the game, Tom, simple as that, and we have to take what positives were out of the game. We've given a shocking goal away, I'm not going to dispute that. So if we do that right, ultimately you get a nil-nil, you get your first clean sheet for a long time, and you move on. We had the two outstanding players on the pitch in Kobe Arthur and Damari Gray. And that's where we are. We've got two 18-year-old boys running the show for us. That's the situation of the club. It's not where people want to be, but that's the reality.
I was at Millwall. I was at Charlton. And I think it's probably more of a surprise to anybody who was at those games and not at St Andrews. You see where I'm coming from? Have you been able to work that out?
Yeah. We're experienced centre-back who's an international footballer. He's completely lost his man from a set play, which if you lose your man, anybody, you know, you'll get punished. We've been punished. Then on in, Lonergan's having to make save after save. Then we, you know, make a crazy error for the penalty. And then you're down to 10 men and you've got an outfield player in goal. And the players still try to give us everything. They still try to go and get that equaliser. Bolton will then hit you on the break because you're playing 3-3-3. You've got so many attackers on the pitch. You've got a striker in goal. You've got two out-and-out strikers on the pitch. You've got two youngsters who are wide men. You've got other people playing in positions that are alien to them. And we're trying to get a goal to get an equaliser. So, you know, that's the reality. I mean, we've got to deal with it. I mean, it's tough, of course it is. No one's hurting more than me. It's the most frustrating thing in the world. It's more frustrating than last season because last season, most of the home games that we weren't getting results, we didn't deserve to get results. This year we do. So that's even harder to take. This year we're having long periods in the game where we're dominating teams, where we're creating numerous chances. Young Damari's had 8 attempts on target alone. So, you know, we've got to deal with realism and reality and just keep going, get the players to keep going. A little turn. They're a great group. But, you know, I see where we are. It's not nice, but I see the other clubs. Fulham bought one player. Outweighs my playing budget, the transfer fee alone for that player. Wigan, deadline day, spent more money on deadline day than what my playing budget is. Brighton, far superior playing budget. Bolton, I know they say they're cutting costs, far superior playing budget to me. Blackpool, still, I can't compete. If it's me and Blackpool in for a player, I can't compete. Look at the signings, all from League One or Scottish Premier League. The two lads I got from Doncaster, they'd been relegated. You know, this is where we are, guys. This is what we've got to do. We've got to keep fighting. We've got to just keep going and stick together.
And that's the reality.
That is. I deal in realism. And whoever's any, you know, it hurts me because this is an unbelievable football club with unbelievable fans. And that's why they're so frustrated. But that's the reality where we are, Tom. There's no getting away from it. I had a conversation with the management team a couple of weeks ago on an away game, and they were complaining because they couldn't compete with certain clubs. They only had a limit of X amount of pounds. It was double. Their limit was still double what I can pay for a player.
And is it, you know, at the end of the day, the transfer fees are one thing, but it's wages that ultimately dictate the quality of the player you get normally.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a free or if it's £1 million or £10 million. You track the player with the salary, doesn't it? Because he's not bothered what the transfer fee is. It doesn't bother him. That's between the two clubs. So if I'm trying to buy an experienced Premier League player who can't get in his team, or a player in the Championship who's a regular in the Championship, you've got to pay the going rate. Unfortunately, we're not in that position.
So what does that mean? I mean, I find it, you know, I don't think anybody would argue when they look at the signings, but what does that mean overall? Does that mean it's going to be a battle always against the odds?
Well, I don't think it's against the odds. If everybody sits down and looks at it in reality terms, it's not against the odds. If everyone understands where we are, it's not against the odds at all.
No, the point.
The only odds against it is the great club's history, isn't it?
Yeah. The point I'm making is
where we've been and where the club was not so long ago. That's what's making it against the odds. But where we are now isn't making it. I mean, I'm nervously looking over my shoulder now. I know there was 10, 12 Premier League clubs there Saturday. Who do you think they were looking at?
Your two youngsters, I would think.
What happens January?
But that would, if that does happen, it's only going to get worse, surely.
Well, I don't know, Tom. I don't know. But that's then, you know, I'm keep putting these youngsters into the group, and then people come and take them. I mean, no one had a clue who Tom Adeyemi was when we signed him, and they're thinking, well, who the hell is this midfield player he's brought in? He's played League One most of his life. He comes and has a good season for us and he moves on. I throw two 18-year-olds in there, terrific players. But how many teams are throwing 18-year-olds in? And I get the scouting list on Friday evening to see who's coming to the game. And I have a cold sweat because I know there's not. I try and think without being disrespectful to the rest of the players on both teams. I'm trying to think who would be attracting those clubs. I know there's only two players on the pitch who was attracting those clubs.
So here we are, though, and there's still been games that could have got points that didn't. And is it going to be a battle now, end of the season? Every game is going to be a battle?
Well, every game's a battle in the Championship, but I've got total belief in the group because I think fine margins, with exception of Wigan. There've been fine margins in the game. Middlesbrough, we didn't turn up as an attacking force, but we worked hard. Wigan, it was just a no-show completely. You know, we lose 3-0 to Sunderland in the Carling Cup or whatever it is, Capital One Cup, 80-odd minutes. Goes Poyet says whoever scores the first wins the game. We more than held our own that night. And that's been the case in the other games. That's been the case Sheffield Wednesday, first half. Terrific chances, dominant team, didn't score. They score when they get their chances. Fulham, 60 minutes, one team in control, should be three up. The other day, we lose a stupid goal, a horrible goal, that I'm still angry about. And, you know, we have loads of chances there. Keeper makes three or four terrific saves from Damari alone. So, we're not far away from turning these results in our favour. But, please, you know, let's everybody in the whole business who want Birmingham to succeed, whether it be supporters, people inside the club, me, the players, media, let's deal with some realism.
You're moving on, though, and you've got to get them at it again for Blackburn away. Is it, do they, I hate to use the word less pressure, because there's pressure in your games, I'm sure you'll say, but is it a little bit less pressure away from St Andrews?
For some players, I think there's lots. We've got a high number of players who are showing they can handle both. But I think we have. I think, and you're spot on. And whoever asks the question, they've got a right to. I think there's three or four who aren't handling the expectation of playing at St Andrews in front of our fans very well. And that's something we'll have to look at.
That's difficult for you as a manager because 95% of your fans only see you at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. So that's why Tuesday night, an isolated game, no matter what the result, I have to look to Bournemouth and look to change one or two things.
because you're looking at every individual, the ones that do perform and the ones that don't.
Yeah,
at home.
Well, yeah, I think there's certain individuals who are different animals away from home, without a doubt. Listen, I just look at these two youngsters I've got. I keep going back to them because they're brilliant, shining lights. Home or away, they do the business. They play with freedom, like I want my players to do. I don't... You know, fear is a useless emotion.
Absolutely.
Absolute useless emotion, fear. You know, when you're driving home at 5:30 and you're one of those players that have been a little bit nervy at St Andrews. Why? Because it's obviously not working being nervous. Just go out with attitude. Go the opposite way. Go and just say, like, I'm not bothered about anything or anybody. Get the shackles off. I can't comprehend it. Because, you know, as a player, I never even noticed the supporters until a goal was scored because I was focused on my job and my game in hand. The only time I knew something was happening was when a goal was scored and there was a roar. The rest of the time, I was playing on the park. That's what you've got to do. Fire in your belly, have a cool head.
What would you expect from Blackburn?
Good team. Terrific strike force, one of the best in the division. Guested and Rhodes. Tremendous work ethic. Put you under severe pressure. Pace in wide areas. But we're going to go there and give it a right good go against them as well.
I watched you play on many occasions. And you might have had the odd bad game. You might have had good games. But you were always 100%. You were not a quitter. Why do you put up with this when there's all you've just said, the club and it's not right financially and all the rest of all the pressures? Why do you put up with it? Why don't you say, sorry, I'll go somewhere else?
No, because it'll turn round. And I want to be given the chance when it turns round. I'm not flavour of the month at the moment. I understand that. But, you know, I'm just asking for some realism. That's what all I'm asking for. You know.
Understanding of the situation.
Yeah. Yeah. I seen an article a few weeks ago. I'm always reading lots of things. And there's an article about a previous manager here. And said that he'd done unbelievable because he was on a limited budget of freezing loans. And I know the reality of that. Some of the loans that were brought in before my time, there was unbelievable loan fees paid for those players. And there was seven-figure sums paid for players in terms of transfer fees. That's reality. I'm coming out fighting for myself now, Tom, because it's been too long. It's been too long where I've took the battering, and I'm coming out fighting now. And I've got a fight. I'm from the East End in Newcastle. I had nothing as a boy. And I've worked damn hard to get where I am. And when I start receiving all this criticism, you know, every time I make a substitution at home, I get booed. I'm putting a striker on Lee Novak. Am I meant to take my goalkeeper off? Cut some slack, man.